Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
Do you take a shower in the morning?
Absolutely. Almost every morning.
Yeah,
almost.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The I will shower twice in a day.
Yeah.
Because more so, I think in the summer when you get all sticky and sweaty, I'm like, I don't like to go to bed feeling sticky and like not clean. Like, so I will take a shower.
Because you wear shorts, you know, or you wear like not constricting bottoms at night, and then you're like, when your knees stick together,
you're like, oh
no,
that's fun.
You're like, that's not just my skin, that's fun.
That's a layer.
It is a layer
of froth, coating my legs.
No, and then, I mean, I don't take a shower right every morning because some days I go to yoga and stuff like that. But those days now, I mean, you wake up a little frothy.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing in your sleep?
Right. I mean, the older I get, the more I understand the whole, like, sweating through your PJs thing. I'm like, oh, God, it's happening. This is the thing. This is really happening.
Like, do you ever wonder, like, how much your mattress weighs, like, the before and after? Like, hey, that's disgusting.
Ew, that is really gross. I don't think about that, but now I am.
Now you will.
Thanks, Britt.
Now you will. Like, if we ever get a new mattress, like, I want to cut that bitch open. I'm like, what's living in here? Lots of years.
And now we understand why there's so many mattress stores. Like,
you need them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people. They need to undo the funk.
But we're not funky today.
Mm-mm. We're clean. We're showered.
Refreshed.
Refreshed.
We have somewhat of makeup
sipping
on.
Sipping on some hot tea right now.
Yeah, I boarded my tea. And now I'm having spicy water.
Oh, spicy water.
I'm fancy water today.
Fancy? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I drank my tea earlier.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't have too much caffeine.
Yeah. I always do the caffeine free.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in that?
I don't believe it. I don't think it exists. I think it's a.
You think it's a farce?
It's a farce on society. I think they're trying to sell a dream, because there's still like has to be something in there, and like how do they extract the caffeine, and what process are they putting this through? I know me drinking out of a garbage can. I know, but this is the process that I think.
This is what we're thinking.
I don't agree with it.
Well, in a couple weeks, we're gonna get to ask our friends from Focus Caffeinated Water. I bet they'll know.
They'll know.
Then we're going to get all the answers.
Tom, come with those answers.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're clean, we're squeaky, and we're ready to go talk about how do we work together? How do you work with your bestie?
Right. We get this question about as often as we get are you two sisters? Nope. How did you guys start yoga? Well, let's tell you how.
Yeah. I mean, this is up there on the tier. So, like, what? Let's just talk about it.
Okay. We're talking about it today.
I think you can work with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can. I think that's your energy obviously brought you, together.
Yeah.
So, why not share in something?
I agree. And honestly, I think because we talk to each other so much and because we are open about so many things, I think it really helps our relationship, but even like our working relationship as well, because there are definitely times where we can just be completely honest and we don't have to like sugarcoat and we're not like stepping on eggshells. We're like, no, this is how it is, or this is it. And it's like, okay, yeah, here we are.
You're like, no, I really like that.
Yeah.
So I took some notes. Oh,
sorry, I just clanked my cup on my tooth. Is it still in my mouth? Can you see it? Oh, gosh.
God, that's the worst. It's like biting your tongue.
It is.
It's like, I have no spatial awareness. I feel like my IQ goes down sometimes when I do that. I'm like, how do I not know where my teeth are?
Right? It's just right there.
It's like my tongue's been in my mouth the whole 36 years. Yeah. How do I still bite it?
Is it still there?
Okay. So, we've been doing this for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned a lot of things.
Yes.
Which is great, because I think you don't have to, in 7 months, 8 months, I don't know, nine,
I
don't even know now. We've learned some things, and one of the things that I wrote down was, we know when to put the different hats on.
Yes.
So, and although those hats get removed and put back on very quickly, it's basically like a shiny ball. But, so if we're talking about CZL stuff, or like visions, and all the things, we put those hats on, those serious hats, and like, this is how I feel about it. This is how you feel about it. And it's mm-hmm. great because that is a very open and honest way to be. We know that we can, we're all going to go on the same path.
Right. But we're on the same team.
We're on the same team.
Moving in the same direction.
And, but how we get there might be a little different.
Right.
We might see it a little different. So yes. There's some compromise, but you have to put those hats on.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, as similar as we are different in a lot of things. We bring different things to the table. And I think that works incredibly well because I think we have a good balance of that. And I think we're also very in tune to each other's strengths and yeah. to each other's weaknesses. And like where one might shine here, the other is like, eh, you know what? That's not my thing. Go ahead. It's like, great. We don't need...
You go.
Yeah. You know, two cooks in the kitchen stirring the same pot. Like... don't need it.
That's true. And within the strengths too, I think we also promote us doing things outside our norm.
Yeah.
So if it's something like, I've never done this before, but why not? Yeah. Just give it a try.
And what works great with that is that even though we're doing something new, like I know I have support in you, you know? Yeah. So like if I'm tackling a new project or a new portion of this, I'm like, I don't really know, but I know you're not judging me for it. You're like, no, girl, go ahead. What else you need? You got this? You're right. I mean, so it's,
what do you think?
Yeah. And like, you know, it's just nice knowing that we're not under a microscope with each other. We've got the freedom to make the decisions. We've, you know, we're not like questioning like, well, why did you do it this way? It's like, no, look, you said you're going to do it and you're going to do it. Cool. Mm-hmm. Great.
So for those out there that want to maybe start something mm-hmm. with your bestie or collaborate in some way.
Yes.
Be able to put the hats on and even, you know, put the friendship hat back on.
Yeah.
and it's okay to do that within one conversation.
Yes. And what I also love is like we know when it's time to turn it off. You know, yeah. where it's like, you know what, I cannot CZL anymore today. That bucket is very full. I'm good. And it's like, okay, great. Hey, did you watch this episode of Cutthroat Kitchen? Or, you know, we just move right along to Shane and Brittany friendship. And it's like, okay, great. We wearing a different hat and now just picking up in that avenue.
And sometimes because we have the shiny ball, we're like, oh, but what about this? Yes. I'm like, oh my God, that's a good idea. Write that down. Okay, going down. Back to Cutthroat Kitchen. Yeah. Okay, so I also put on here, even though we know each other's strengths, but we're also willing to push each other outside our comfort zones, but cheerlead if we do fall down a little bit. But we also set boundaries.
Yes. We are learning a lot about boundaries, and I'm really liking them.
One of my favorite words.
Yes.
Right now. Like, boundaries. I mean, it's like, build that wall. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I heard boundary and I heard the wall. Yeah. I do not support a wall, by the way.
That's not the wall the boundary we're trying to build.
I do not support any walls. But we're all about boundaries lately because we've been talking a lot about them and coming up on our episodes. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. But we know what works for each other because we know each other so well.
Yes.
So honestly, it could be a boundary that wasn't even discussed. And I can look at Sheena and be like, that's a boundary.
And that's it. Yeah, there's a face.
There's a face.
And she's making that face out loud. Stop.
Right. So when you get to know someone so on a different level, which mm-hmm. we do through working through this,
yes.
I can read you very well.
Yeah.
And then when some people walk away, I'm like, I am so sorry. You're like, yeah, okay about that. We're good. Because sometimes my internal conversations go a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whoops.
It's okay.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Would you say that we communicate in a constructive way?
Yeah. I think so.
Do you feel like that's important?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
No, but again, it's because we're not afraid to be honest with each other. Now, we also know that language is important, so we're not coming at each other with aggressive language or non-constructive, to use that word again. We don't ever come from it from like a judgmental place or, I don't know, we're just not spiteful or I don't know what word I'm trying to come up with this, but we're just very respectful in how we talk to each other when we're trying to communicate.
Right. And a key point what I hear when, like, constructiveness mm-hmm. comes up is because we release from the ego.
Yes.
Because we're really, we know that there's no shame in how the other person is feeling or the shame that we're trying to convey. Mm-hmm. So, and I know this is totally Brene Brown, but that's when I look at it and I'm like, okay, I know that I can let my ego down mm-hmm. with that. And then when you let your ego down, immediately vulnerable.
Right.
So that's where the more constructive, let's talk this out mm-hmm. kind of conversations come through. So I think that's like a cornerstone of working with your best friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brene.
Yeah.
I always just call this Brene Prep, the Brene podcast. A key one.
Mm, yeah.
Don't just be a yes person.
No. Don't yes yourself to death. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, the key point is that we agree a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tricky.
True. But we don't, we're in line with a lot of things. But again, like we've said before, like we just may approach it a little bit different. That we don't feel the need to, like, agree just to agree. Mm-hmm. Like, we will agree to disagree, but we're not just like, yeah, you know, that, keep going that, you know, we're just really, again, just constructive in how we place our yeses and nos into our relationship.
So when you feel yourself getting ready to say a no, and especially with myself, I'm like, okay, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of immediately shooting an idea down, I'm like, okay, tell me more, because I'm not exactly on board, but like, show me how this works for you. Or yeah. As you always say, like, paint me a picture of like how you think it is. And then it forces the other person to think about it, like, eh, yeah, that's not gonna really work, is it? So the yeah. no might already come from the other side.
Yeah.
Because once you sit back and think, you're like, oh, yeah, that's not a very good idea, yeah. is it?
Well, and a lot of times, I mean, you're really great at, you know, you've got a great idea and you're ready to throw it out there, like, 100% and go. And then it's like, okay, yes, let's look at the steps it's going to take to get there. And then the timeline comes in. So, like, where you have, you know, I always say, like, every optimist needs a realist. Like, mm-hmm. even though I'm a very optimistic person, you are too. We like that checks and balances is like very important, because it's like, okay, yes, we are going to do this. Let's build a plan. How do we do it? And how many steps is it going to take us to get there, kind of mm-hmm. thing. So it's good to know, like, yeah, we've got really big, lofty goals. They're not going to happen overnight, but also yeah. being realistic about how are you going to achieve them.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're working together, each little step takes mm-hmm. a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then that step is energy, and that, you know, the energy, honestly, the energy.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second? Yeah. And it takes yeah. a lot.
It takes
a lot mentally just to get up and get going. So mm-hmm. Where you might want to be.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I don't know if we've said this on the show. I know we've talked about this personally, but we are very open in our podcast. We deal with a lot of emotions, we deal with a lot of feelings, and that can be very draining.
Oof.
And there are days where when the headphones come off, I'm like, I don't want to hear another problem or solution or boundary. Like, there are just days where I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm gonna sit in here, I'm gonna watch my America's Got Talent.
You want to check out.
And you just want to check out, because you've been dialed in. And sometimes it's just hard. And sometimes it's just, again, it can be really draining. Again, we are in a confined space, so the closet is a sacred space, mm-hmm. but you get really raw. You get really vulnerable. That's great, but it's also, you have to understand that can take a physical toll on you, and it can emotionally take a toll on you.
And a relationship.
Yeah.
So, and knowing when to step away.
Yes.
So, although, yes, we are together a lot, there are times where we take a step back, but not, I think both of us mm-hmm. do it, and yeah. not even intentionally do it. So, I think that's key as well. Mm-hmm. It's a key a lot. There's a lot of keys.
A lot of key points.
You're basically a janitor. All the keys.
All the keys.
So, yeah. I mean, it is important to step back. But if you see that you need space, go mm-hmm. ahead and take it. Because
yeah.
well, the relationship comes first.
Exactly. Like, you have to ask for what you need. If you need space, great. If you need time to think about something, great. If you need more from a person, great. You just can't expect people to know what you're feeling if you're not willing to share that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to speak up.
Another one I would want to say is try to keep the ideas organized. We are getting better at this. We could always be better.
Mm-hmm.
Because when there's a friendship and there's like-minded and they're like, what about this? What about this? It yes. is like throwing a tennis ball against a garage door. And, like, with ideas some days.
Yeah.
So, being able to write them down in real time, come back to them. I found a post-it note with just the word square on it. I was like, where was I going with that? Can I go back to that, Brittany, that just said, not circle.
You wrote square on square. A square post-it note.
Uh-huh. Square.
I hope you keep it, because I bet that's going to come back.
I know.
I want to know what it was.
Where was I going?
I don't know.
I know. Those ideas, you're like, come back.
Come to me.
Yeah. What an underlined. It didn't have, like, an exclamation mark. It didn't just have a square. Smiley face. Just square. Square what?
Square one.
No. Square one. That's where we're going. Or was I going to write out all the shapes? So maybe be a little bit more organized. We have a folder on both of our phones that we have. It's a CCL folder. And that's really cool because we go back to it and those notes in your phone, what abyss they go into when right. So the folder, I haven't lost one yet.
Knock on wood. I don't know if the phone just started listening to us complain about all the notes we've lost. And it's like, listen, we're going to throw you a bone. I'm going to make this really easy.
Yeah.
But now, like, I even have, like, folders in my notes. And I'm like, I didn't even know you could do this. Did you know you can add pictures to your notes and you can create a table graph in the note section of the note app?
A table graph?
Yes.
Not just a table. A graph.
You can do a graph.
No.
Blew my mind. I watched a YouTube video on it. It was crazy. I was like, what? That's a feature? Huh. That's amazing.
I'm over here trying to learn how to make
I'm just trying to figure out where I put my notes in my phone. I'm like, where did it happen?
Now where I can, did they now go? I got graphics. How many brunch notes we've lost? Can I get those back, please?
Right.
Blast. Still pissed off about those.
I know.
You know how I check out some days? Like, out of the CCL?
Actually, I do. British Baking Championship. That's what you do
too. Or the first 20 minutes of the Today Show.
Well, that is a good one.
I know.
Like the 7 o'clock hour or the 8 o'clock hour?
7 o'clock.
Because that's when they're giving you, like, all, like, the worldly things.
Yeah.
No fluff in the first 20 minutes of the 7 o'clock.
No, they're just trying to get you in and get you out.
All the fluff comes in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I fast forward to that.
Yeah.
But I just like to check out. Like, I go and usually get me a glass of water or spicy water and, yeah, maybe with a lemon. And I sit there and I'm like, I'm checking out for 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's the best part of the day.
Oh, I do love that.
And sometimes I watch Mary Berry on the British Baking Show.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
I like to check out with a nap. I have a 22-minute nap timer on my phone because, like, there is science behind taking a nap. It's more restorative than caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's the rest. But there is, you can nap too long. So if you've ever been to the point where you've taken a nap and you've gone over that 30-minute threshold, maybe you're in, like, an hour and 15 minutes, and you wake up and you're, like, groggy, you don't know where you are, like, it mimics the signs of a hangover. Like, when you go into that realm. Because your body's trying to get to REM at that point, but then you've woken it up. And it's like, wait, what happened? Where am I? So if you go for 20 minutes, it's just enough to, like settle the system, but you're not pushing it into the REM realm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, the 22 minutes, like, I need a couple minutes for my mind to, like, stop the chatter. And then I know that I have at least a good solid 15 minutes of rest that is coming, and it's magical, and I love it.
So it takes you 7 minutes to maybe fall asleep ish
sometimes. I mean, sometimes, like, I've gotten to like dream state, it, like, I'm like, oh wow, that was fast. But, like, mainly it's just to, like, stop moving, settle down, and just, you know, I used to always wonder, like, when my mom was like, oh, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't understand. But now I get it. I'm like, oh, no, you're just resting your eyes. Like, you're not fully asleep, but your eyes are heavy.
Yeah.
You're just closing them.
Give them, like, a little break. Like, asked me a question, I could open one eye.
Yeah, I could. You're like, I don't want to, but.
What? This is always baffles me, too. A dad can be laying on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
The kids will tiptoe past the dad to scream in my ear. About
right.
something. I'm like, you just...
Right.
Why are you wait? Why are you...
Or, like... I have gotten the... Mom, are you busy? I'm like, oh, I'm napping. Oh, okay, good. And they come in. I'm like, no. Napping is not an invitation in. Napping means I'll hit you in a minute. Like, I'll get you back.
Yeah.
No. My husband takes a nap and they're like, oh, Mommy, shh. Daddy's sleeping. You can't... He's resting. I'm like, what?
They will grab Landon a blanket. I'm still waiting for my blanket.
Right?
2011. Good. I've never gotten a blanket.
Ooh.
Can I get a blanket?
I'm going to get you a blanket, boo.
Thanks. So going back to our original conversation.
This is what happens when you work with your bestie.
Shiny balls all the time. Shiny balls.
All of them.
Okay. Another one I thought was really fun was through all of this, you'll see your relationship get better.
Yes. I agree. It'll
open up some things.
Yeah.
So whatever kind of venture you get into, if you choose to.
Yeah.
It just gets better.
It does.
If you read each other well.
Yes. And I have seen some relationships where, you know, two people have entered into something and, you know, they were friends and they get in it and they realize they're not the right fit for each other. Mm-hmm. And that is totally fine, too. Like, that's just a sign of growth as well. I'm like, you know what? This isn't the right fit for me. I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, you dip when you gotta dip.
Be adult enough to walk away.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I mean, the friendship's still serving you. I think you should put the friendship first.
Yeah, I do too. But sometimes it could unveil that you're like, look, I just don't really like this person. Like, whoever you're becoming, not in it, win it here.
And you're bad.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna leave.
Yeah. But, we get asked these questions all the time. And I think that it's always possible. I think ours is more of a creative project. So if you're getting something like investment with money or... I don't know, more
which is also
stake
really
in the game.
Important that you, if you are going to go into a business venture with a friend, you need to make sure that you have a like a list of responsibilities and that you have what term am I looking for? It's the legal
intent.
Why am I no not intent? It'll come back to me in a second, but the knowing how much you have at stake. So, like, is it a 50-50 partnership or is it 49-51? You know, I can see arguments for both, but I always think it's important that one person has a little bit more stake than another, because if there is, if it comes down to, a vote of something, then you're like, well, I believe this, I believe here. And like, well, you know what? You have a little more stake. So we'll go your way.
Yeah.
I mean, it just helps in decision making. And can I not think of what that term is? It's going to drive me nuts.
Look in your tea. Can you read your tea leaves?
Let me see. <minute. laughs> But
I agree with that. And we said that in the beginning. Like, if we ever try to monetize this, we would take a little bit more of the 49-51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in our hearts, we know what it is.
Right. That's just for paper.
That's just for paper, but... We would make sure we agree.
We just make sure.
And I think it's just better to know those up front. We knew a lot of the things outlined in the beginning, and we always come back within, 30 days, 90 days, and just be like, okay, let's see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
working
always,
agreement. Sorry. That's the term. I knew it was going to come out. I'm very sorry. You need to have your working agreement. That's what it is. So sorry. Okay. Continue. I apologize.
That felt like something was going to come out.
It's right there.
So close. So close. We worked that out in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We said, what we thought, how we wanted it to work out.
Yeah.
And what we saw. And so those are conversations that you can also have.
Yeah.
Like, I see it going this way. And oh, how it's morphed.
Mm-hmm. And that's, honestly, that's the sign of a really successful project, is that it looks different at every stage, but like the idea is there for a reason. How it changes and evolves over time is what you both bring to the table. So making sure that it does look different and it keeps growing and it keeps evolving. Because if it looks exactly the same as when you started, how much work are you guys doing to increase it?
One thing we always need to do as well is we keep researching on the outside. So we bring ideas back. We're always reading. We're listening to other things. So when our ideas come back, they're more formulated, and we're like, oh, so we have information on both ends.
Yeah,
too. So that's always really fun.
Yeah,
we keep running lists.
We do have a little notebook that
somewhere.
It's in my work bag.
Oh, it's a low budget. $1.99
bound little wide rolled Spiral notebook.
We need the big ones. We need the big roll.
Because we got big ideas.
We've got big ideas, yes. Although I'm pretty sure we've written down notes on, like, Dan's old Halloween costume thing.
Yes, like a little...
scratch piece of paper.
Like, receipt or taking orders. You take it on a... What are those things called? Oh, my God. We waited tables, and I can't even think of what this
is. Is it register pad?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Is it register pad?
Because it said register at the top.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. That's what it is then.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Yeah, we do. We have notes on, like, the most random things.
I mean...
Yeah.
And then we'll... Or post random post-it notes.
Yes. Well, actually, it's funny. Ruby Jane today was like, Mom, I think you might have used my notebook for something because you have something written in there. And I was like, what is it? What does it say? Just like, I don't know. I think it might be work stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll take a look. It was like Whoops. Notes that I wrote. And I was like, just grabbing a notebook. Sorry about that, buddy.
Whoopsie. Well, at least there's no cuss words. She wouldn't tell you if there were.
No, she's...
She'd read it. She said, I wrote it to myself.
Mm-hmm. I just said that bad word in my head.
She has to ask, can I say it?
Yeah.
Can I say
it? Do you know which word I'm talking about? Like, is it a bad one? She's like, oh, yeah. But she also thinks, like, jerk is a bad word. And, like, she won't say the word hate. She's like, oh, I H-word that. Or if it's in a book, she's like, oh, I H-word that. And, like, she won't even say the word. I'm like.
Self-regulate.
Just love you. Where she gets her constraint. I'm like, you didn't get that from me, buddy.
No one ever told her to do that.
No. She's just like, I don't use the bad words.
I don't use it.
And I use all of them. Which is probably why she's like, yeah, I don't want to sound like my mom.
She is not my muse.
She's like, yeah, no.
Not today. Dad, following you. Because Dan had a problem with...
Dang it. No. Oh, gosh.
It was something...
Like, I was like, don't take that away from me. I need that word. What was it?
I thought it was dang it. No.
No, it wasn't. Oh, that'll come back to me, too.
Oh, it was something, like, very mundane. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No. We all said it, too.
Yeah. I was like, that's the safest one in the house. Like,
no, the whole cul-de-sac.
Yeah. No. I'm like...
Although, I know that you're not so for punk, but we like the board punk in our house. Because with two boys, they can be punks. So we were like, and we even spelled, like, don't be a P-U-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a P-U-N-K. Ah, you are so P-U-N-K-ing right now. And they're like.
Oh, boy. Well,
so, yeah. Watson knows how to spell, like, it, house, and punk. And punk. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Quarantine.
Got star. It. There it is. Yeah.
Do you have questions? Anything you want to add to that one?
I don't think so. I feel like that's a... I mean, how... Relationships are what you make of them. So if you want to keep cultivating it and keep growing it with your friends, then you'll find a way to do it. And that's... Mm-hmm. I mean, be a better listener. And I feel like my friendship with you has really... Like, every stage, I'm like, I listen a lot better now than I did... you know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. So, and I think that this friendship has really helped, like, me figure that out of, like, okay.
Need to listen.
Yeah. And also, if you have a question, again, you want to ask it, but, like, sometimes we will hear things, like, one word or a sentence, and I look at it one way, and then you look at it another, and then until we realize, like, oh, wait, we're not on the same page right now, are we? You're like, no, we're not. Got it. Okay. How did you hear that? Oh, okay. Got it. Because I heard it this way. So it's making sure, like, constantly bringing those, like, little check back ins is just paramount for a healthy relationship, whether it's your friendship or, you know, your marriage, even, like, with your kids, just constantly checking back in and making sure that you're arriving at the checkpoints at the right time. You're like, right. Okay. Got it.
Because there's, like, tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inflection.
Yeah.
Overall sentiment of the face.
Right. I know I missed my Botox appointment last month, so, like, my face is very expressive right now. So I'm like, oops. Did you see me say that? You saw that, didn't you? Normally, I can hide it a little better, but
there is no...
There's a lot of movement.
And sometimes, like, I love my Marco. Like, I'm like, oh, I look good today. When you don't look good on Marco, you're like, oh. Like,
oh, I should, yeah. I should just find those sunglasses and keep them on all day.
It's so bad. I'm like, I don't even even know the last time I got. I've missed the last couple appointments, but thank God mine's coming back. I know.
I know.
Don't judge us because it has to happen.
Hey, listen.
We're so expressive.
Whatever you got to do. Like, you got to get a boob job. You want to get a tummy tuck. You want to get some Botox. I don't care.
No.
You live your life. You do you. And I'm going to be over here doing me.
Poke
what's appropriate. Right?
Insert. I don't care.
Right. It's okay.
I don't know. I just make sure my face doesn't fall down my chest.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm trying to prevent.
Well, I have always had a very expressive face. I make facial expressions, like, all the time. So, I mean, these lines have been with me for a long time. I'm just trying to make sure they don't, like, cut people. Like, sometimes I feel like they just get so deep. I'm like, ooh, that could hurt. Like, I just want to smooth that out a bit. It's really just preventative to make sure that it just...
I know.
I'm not
Do you ever look back on pictures and be like, oh, my gosh, I looked, like... My expressiveness
is
wearing on me.
Right. I'm like, whoa, all right.
Yeah. I guess I need to chill out a little bit. And you really get an idea about how expressive you are on Insta stories when you're given your own Insta story and you're like, okay, so I'm a glorified cartoon character. Got it. Got it.
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to change that, though.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope. I'm here.
I like to smile.
And I like it.
I like to... Can you raise one eyebrow?
Well, I could. Yeah?
Yeah, you can.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do the other one, though?
Nope. I don't know.
God, yeah. I can do...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, you can do it. Yeah. Both.
I'm like an evil villain.
You really are. Wow. That's impressive.
I can do that and move my ears at the same time.
Mm.
Although my headphones are on, so you can't see it.
Yeah, you dig a little.
But...
Yeah.
But I know Landon and I tried to do that, but he can't do it. He's like, he can only raise both of them, but
okay.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm like an evil villain. I'm like, rah, ah, 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 ah. I need a good evil villain laugh.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So that's what you need to work with your best friend, an evil villain laugh and cartoon character expressions.
Right.
Write those down.
Yep.
Okay, this has been really fun.
Yay.
Mini sew drop in.
Thanks, Britt, for staying with me.
I'll hang out a little longer.
On this crazy zen journey.
Hey, we're almost to 50 episodes, I think.
Wow.
I'm on count. Really bad at counting.
Maybe that's what the square note peg was for.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Zen friends.
's for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.